诉耶稣，当告诉耶稣。
Tell it to Jesus and tell it to Jesus.
主耶稣是我们最亲爱的朋友。
Jesus is our best friend.
在我们在难处中，我们来告诉耶稣。
That when we're in difficulty, we'll tell it to Jesus.
我们在喜乐中，我们来告诉耶稣。
When we are in happiness, we tell it to Jesus.
你有重担，来告诉耶稣。
When we have burdens, we cast it to Jesus.
我们里面向他的爱慕，我们来告诉耶稣。
And when we love Him, we tell it to Jesus.
我们的主他那样的乐意听我们向他的倾诉。
That our Lord is willing to hear our telling.
腓立比书告诉我们说，用祷告、祈求和感谢，将我们所要的来告诉他。
In Philippians, it says that through prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, we let our requests be known.
常常我们讲到祷告，我们好像就是有一些的需要，我们来向主祈求。
A lot of times when we talk about prayer, we are making a request.
我们是不是常常有很多的祈求？
Now, do we have a lot of requests?
但是我们有没有来告诉耶稣？不只是我有需要的时候才来告诉他。
But now, do we do more than just coming to Him and asking for things?
多少时候我们觉得祷告是那个祈求，要照我们的意思，主啊，你来帮助，你来成就。
A lot of times when we prayed, we request for things to be done our ways.
早间我们要一起来看，在圣经的里面有好多，当主在地上，人们就是来告诉他。
This morning, let's understand that a lot of times people come and tell things to the Lord.
主乐意我们来到他的面前。
And the Lord wants us to come tell Him things.
每一次来告诉主。
And every time we tell Him things.
是有一个机会我们与主来相会。
That's another opportunity for us to meet our Lord.
每一次我们来告诉耶稣。
And every time we come to tell Him things.
是把主权交给他。
Is when we put our sovereignty in His hand.
让他来负我们的责任。
We ask Him to take on our responsibility.
不一定都照着我的意思。
Not to do things my way.
但是我们承认他是我们的主。
But we confess that He is the Lord.
在马可福音第一章第三十节。
In Mark chapter 130.
在这边我们看见西门的岳母，她害着热病躺着。
Here it says that Simon's mother-in-law was lying sick with a fever.
这边说有人来。告诉耶稣。
And here it says, and immediately they spoke to Jesus about her.
告诉耶稣。
To tell Jesus.
他们并没有吩咐主，或者是在那里说，主你要怎么做怎么做。
Here it doesn't say that they're requesting Jesus to do this and to do that.
他们来告诉耶稣。
It simply says they spoke to Jesus.
这边讲说耶稣近前拉着他的手，扶他起来。
Here it says, and he came to her and raised her up.
热就退了。
And the fever left her.
那彼得的岳母就起来服侍他们。
So that Simon's mother-in-law waited on them.
在约翰福音第十一章。
In John chapter 11.
我们看见有一个家庭是主耶稣所爱的。
We see that there's a family that Jesus loved.
那一对姐妹马大跟玛利亚。
And for Maria and Martha.
还有他们的弟弟拉撒路。
And their brother Nazareo.
那天拉撒路是病得很重。
That day Nazareo was really sick.
我们知道拉撒路后来死了，后来又经历到主叫他从死里面复活这件事情。
And later on, we find out that Nazareo actually died, but Jesus raised him again.
但是当他病得这么重的时候
，But it is when the time when he was in this severe sickness.
他这位姐妹来告诉耶稣
，And these two sisters came and spoke to Jesus.
主耶稣啊，你所爱的人病了。
And says, Jesus, who you love is now sick.
你所爱的人病了。
Who you love is sick.
他们不晓得主。要怎么样来救他的弟弟
？And they don't know how Jesus can heal their brother.
主怎么样来医治？他们不清楚。
They don't know how Jesus could heal their sick brother.
他们就是告诉耶稣，你所爱的人病了。
But the only thing they said is, Jesus, whom you love is sick.
主并没有马上的就来行动，就来医治他的弟弟。
And Jesus didn't act on it right away.
拉撒路死了。
But he only acted after Nazareo died.
我相信对对对姐妹来讲，她们甚至可能会觉得主你怎么单言才来呢？你若在这里，他就不会死了。
And I think for the two sisters, they might think that why is Jesus coming so late?
但是弟兄姊妹，当他们告诉主说你所爱的人病了
，But brothers and sisters, when Mary and Martha told Jesus that whom you love is sick,
主耶稣知道。
Jesus already knew.
主耶稣没有立刻叫他们的弟弟能够得着医治，主也知道。
Even though he didn't heal Nazareth right away, but he knew.
主耶稣也知道拉撒路死了。
Jesus knew that Nazareth would die.
但是告诉耶稣。
But when they spoke to Jesus,
我们的主他负一切的责任。
Then at that moment, Jesus took on the responsibility.
不一定照着我们的意思。
Maybe he's not doing what we want him to do.
但是当主来到他们的中间。
But when Jesus comes to the midst of them,
耶稣哭了。
Then Jesus wept.
他看见在所有人有一个命运
and he knew that everyone shared the same destiny.
每一个人没有办法来救自己脱离
that no one can save themselves.
就看见一个死亡的权势
and Jesus sees the sovereignty of death.
但是主耶稣在那里，他就是那位能够叫死人复活的神。
But Jesus is the one who can save the dead.
他是那位能够死无变有的神。
And he is the one who can make something from nothing.
主耶稣在那里呼喊说：“拉撒路出来。
”So there he yelled, "Nazareth, come back."
拉撒路出来了。
And Nazareth came back.
从死里面复活。
He came back out from the dead.
在那里说到一件事情，我们的主他是生命，他是复活。
And here this one thing that is demonstrated is that Jesus is life and he is the resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，马大、玛利亚他们去告诉耶稣。
So brothers and sisters, Martha.And Maria, they came to Jesus and told Jesus.
告诉主说，你所爱的人病了。
And told him that whom you love is sick.
在彼得前书第五章第七节。
In 1 Peter 5:7,
我们一起来读。
Read together.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。将一切的忧虑，我们来卸给神。
He said, cast all your anxieties on him.
多少时候神的儿女他们觉得说这个问题太小了，不好意思来麻烦神。
How many times we will think that the difficulty is too small, let's not bother our Lord.
那有些事情呢又太觉得太大了，我也没有这个信心来交托在神的面前。
And how about there's the other times when the difficulty is too great that I don't have enough faith to rely on God.
圣经是告诉我们，你们要将一切的忧虑来卸给神。
But in the Bible it says we should cast all of our anxiety on him.
因为他顾念你们。
Because he cares for you.
神乐意我们来告诉他。
That God wants us to tell him.
他乐意我们将一切的忧虑重担都来卸给他。
And he wants us to cast all our anxieties on him.
他是天天背负我们重担的主。
Because he is willing to take our burden daily.
在马可福音第五章
In Mark chapter 5
第三十三节到第三十四节，我们一起来读一下。
34 together.
在这段圣经，我们大家都很熟悉，讲到有一个女人，她是一个血漏的妇人。
And I think everyone knows these verses really well. This woman who has a blood disease.
那时候有好多人挤在耶稣的身边。
And how does this big crowd surrounding Jesus?
但是这个女人，她需要得着医治。
But this woman, she knows she wants to be healed.
他来到主的旁边，他伸手摸到主的衣裳。
So she rushed over and she raised her hand to touch Jesus.
有能力从主的身上出去。
And then Jesus felt that power has left him.
这个女人立时就得着了医治。
And this woman was healed immediately.
主耶稣知道有人摸他。
And Jesus knew someone touched him.
因为有能力从他身上出去。
Because he felt that some of his power left him.
主耶稣在那里问说：“是谁摸我？”
So at there Jesus asked, "Who touched me?"
他的门徒们说：“这么多人拥挤你。”
And the disciples said, "There are so many people surrounding you."
是不是在旁边有好多人在那里拥挤
？And there are so many people just crowding you.
是谁摸你呢
？Who knows who touched you?
弟兄姊妹，这个血漏的妇人，她的那个一摸是带着信心的摸。
But brothers and sisters, when this woman who had the blood disease touched him, she touched Jesus with faith.
主所给她的
，and Jesus, what Jesus gave her,
是能力从主身上出去
，is power that came out from Jesus.
这个医治不是一件外面的，乃是主他的自己成为这个妇人的医治。
Now the healing is not an external medicine, but it's indeed Jesus' touch on her.
好，我们来。读一下这段圣经。
So let's read these verses.
33节、34节。那女人知道在自己身上所成的事，就恐惧战惊，来匍匐在耶稣跟前，将实情告诉他。 耶稣对他说：“女儿，你的病救了你，平平安安的去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。”主告诉他说：“平平安安的去吧。”
And Jesus said to her, "Go in peace."
他里面有许多的不平安。
That in her there was no peace.
他的心灵在这里得着医治。
And her heart was healed.
主耶稣告诉他：“你的灾病痊愈了。”
And Jesus said, "Your affliction is healed."
讲到他的身体得着了医治。
Meaning that her body was healed.
啊，这个妇人把所有的实情都来告诉耶稣。
And here it says this woman told Jesus the whole truth.
弟兄姊妹，主在我们身上，在每一个神儿女的身上，我们有没有告诉他，主啊，你在我身上所做的何等奇妙的大事？
Now, brothers and sisters, do we come to him and tell him all the great things that he has done for you?
多少时候是他救我们的命，脱离了死亡？
And how he has gave his own life so that we could gain his.
他救我们的脚免了跌倒。
And how he has saved us from trembling.
他救我们从污泥中提拔我们能够与王子同坐。
And how he has pulled us up from the dirt so that we could sit on the throne with him.
哦，我们常常说我们今天成了何等的人。
And how we can proclaim what type of man we have become.
主在我们身上给我们的恩典实在太大了。
And the great grace that Lord Jesus has bestowed upon us.
我们有没有来到主面前来告诉耶稣？
Now do we come to the Lord and tell him what he has done?
把他所做的在我们身上所成就的，我们来告诉耶稣。
All the things that Jesus has accomplished on us.
我们来感谢他。
And come to thank him.
在圣经讲到那十个长大麻风的。
In the Bible, it says that there are 10 people that had leprosy.
十个长大麻风的都得着了医治。
And all these 10 people, they got healed.
在当时候，大麻风不只是身体上的痛苦。
And at that time, leprosy is more than just a physical pain.
他们必须从当时的社会被隔绝出去。
But the people who had leprosy has to be separated from the rest of the population.
因为大麻风是不洁净的。
Because leprosy is not clean.
所以他们看见人靠近，他们就要呼喊说，不洁净了，不洁净。
So the people that have leprosy, when they walk on the street, they have to say that I am not clean, I am not clean.
他们在城外另外一个地方。
And they have to live on the other side of the city.
那是一个非常可怜的光景。
And that is not an easy thing to do.
十个长大麻风的。
There are 10 people that have leprosy.
得着了洁净。
And they were all healed.
去给祭司查看。
And then when they went back to the priest.
但是只有一个是一个外邦人，他回来。向耶稣献上感谢。
But yet all ten were healed. Only one who was a Gentile came back to Jesus and thanked him.
他回来告诉耶稣他身上所发生的事情。
And he came back and told Jesus what Jesus has done on him.
主说那九个在哪里呢？
And Jesus asked, "Where are the rest of the nine?"
那九个在哪里呢？
Where are the rest of the nine?
那这一个回来献上感谢的。
Now, this one who came back and thanked Jesus.
他不只得着身体上的医治。
Not only has he received the physical healing.
主把一个平安来赐给他。
But Jesus furthermore gave him peace.
把一个宝贵的生命要来赐给他。
And to give him this precious life.
弟兄姊妹，今天主不是稀奇我们，哎呀，他为你做了事情，你不来感谢，他好像就会很生气。
Now, brother and sisters, the Lord is not asking you just to come back to thank him.
乃是今天他有这么大的恩典和祝福。
But the Lord has more grace and blessing.
他盼望我们得着的是他的自己。
And he wants you to receive him.
我们不是得着一些外面的好处。
Not that we will only receive the external things.
不是只是光是身体的医治。
Not only our body needs to be healed.
他是这位赐医者，他要把他自己的来赐给我们。
But our Lord is a healer. He wants to heal us completely.
来告诉耶稣。
So come tell Jesus.
像这个血漏的妇人，她得着了医治。
Just like this woman who had the blood disease, she was healed.
她来匍匐在耶稣跟前。
And she came and fell down before Jesus.
她将实情全告诉他。
And told him the whole truth.
我们蒙了大的恩典。
That we have received this great grace.
我们来到主的面前。
And let's come to Jesus.
来告诉耶稣。
And tell him.
弟兄姊妹。告诉耶稣不是只是把你的需要来告诉他。
Brothers and sisters, when we come to tell Jesus, we are more than just letting him know our requests.
祷告跟祈求有时候不是都是一样的。
Now, prayers and requesting might not be the same thing.
我们还要感谢。
There's also thanksgiving.
那这个告诉耶稣，是我们跟主之间有一个很亲密的交通。
Now when we tell Jesus, it means that we have this intimate relationship.
主乐意我们来告诉他。
That our Lord wants us to come tell him things.
在马可福音第六章。
In Mark chapter 6.
那边讲到一段是说到施洗约翰他殉道的事情。
There's a couple verses that describe how John the Baptist died.
施洗约翰他是主耶稣在走在主前面的一个先锋。
Now John the Baptist is a pioneer for Jesus.
他在那里施洗。
And he baptized.
他的洗是一个悔改的洗礼。
And his baptism is a baptism of repentance.
叫人能够回转过来。
So that people can repent.
当施洗约翰在约旦河一个一个为这些以色列人施洗。
And when John the Baptist was doing his baptism in the Jordan River,
其实他在做一件事情。
In fact, he was doing one simple thing.
施洗约翰他施洗有一个很重要的目的，是要将神的儿子显明出来。
When John the Baptist does his baptism, he wants to reveal the Son of God.
那么多以色列的百姓，他们到约旦河到。施洗约翰那里经过约旦河的洗礼。
So how there are numerous people that got their baptism in the Jordan River.
直到主耶稣基督他也受这个当受的礼。
And until Jesus came and took the same baptism.
主耶稣是不需要受这个悔改的洗。
Now remember that Jesus never needed the baptism.
因为主耶稣是完全圣洁的。
Because he is completely holy.
他不需要受这样的洗。
And he did not need to repent.
但是主耶稣愿意站在我们的地位上。
But yet Jesus was willing to take on the same positions as we are.
他站在我们的罪人地位，他站在约旦河里面受这样一个悔改的洗。
He took on the position of a sinner and took the baptism in the Jordan River.
施洗约翰在那里，他看见了。
And John the Baptist, at there he saw.
他说：“看哪、啊，神的羔羊。”
And he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
背负世人罪孽的。
Took on the sins of people.
看哪、啊，神的羔羊。
Behold, the Lamb of God.
是约翰的使命，要把耶稣基督显明出来。
And it is John the Baptist's commission to reveal Jesus' identity.
叫这么多人，他们能够认识这是神的羔羊。
So that the people can realize that this is the Lamb of God.
不是他需要悔改。
Not that this person needs to repent.
他是背负世人的罪孽。
But he took on the position of sin.
是站在我们的地位上。
He took on man's position.
哦，施洗约翰真是何等的伟大。
So John the Baptist was indeed great.
他在那里虽然很多人也愿意来跟随他，来拥护他。
Even though there's a lot of disciples that want to follow John.
他那么清楚知道主必兴旺，他必衰微。
But John knew that it is Jesus who is going to become great and not him.
主要增加，他要减少。
And Jesus is the one who will increase and he will decrease.
我们知道到一个时候，因为他指出希律王所犯的错误。
And we know that because John the Baptist pointed out the sins that King Herod has committed.
最后他被下在监里面。
And he was put in jail.
那是一个很不容易的熬炼。
That was not an easy trial for John.
他也曾经打发人去问主耶稣。
And John maybe had sent a disciple to talk to Jesus.
那要来的人是你吗？
And to ask Jesus, are you the one who is to come?
哦，他知道耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And John knew that Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣基督满有全能。
And Jesus, who is filled with power.
但是好像他在监狱里面。
But yet, like he was in jail.
主并没有来拯救他。
That Jesus did not come and save John.
主耶稣要让他知道。
Because Jesus wanted John to understand.
不因主跌倒的是有福的。
That if he did not tremble, then he is blessed.
主有他的主权。
That our Lord has his own sovereignty.
后来我们认识到，在这段圣经里面讲到施洗约翰，后来他被头被割下来。
And here in the verse, It tells us that John was beheaded later.
他殉道了。
And he died.
他的门徒们听见了。
So his disciples heard about this.
把尸首领去。
They came and took away his body.
在马可福音讲到葬在坟墓里。
And in Matthew, it says that they buried it.
马太福音14章说埋葬了呢， 就去告诉耶稣。
And in Matthew it says, after they took the body and buried it, they went and reported to Jesus.
是施洗约翰的门徒们，他们就去告诉耶稣。
It is the disciples of John the Baptist, they came and reported it to Jesus.
我相信施洗约翰是这些门徒们所爱的。
And I believe that John the Baptist, his disciples loved him.
他们所爱的，那这位施洗约翰殉道了。
And these one that they loved, John the Baptist, he died.
施洗约翰的门徒们没有只是对着尸体在那里哀哭。
And now his disciples did not spend time just mourning.
没有只是在那里忧伤。
They did not spend time just to be in sorrow.
他们去告诉耶稣。
But they went and reported it to Jesus.
今天在我们遇到最大难处的时候，
Today, when we go through suffering,
最忧伤的时候，
when we go through sorrows,
我们可以去告诉耶稣。
We can tell it to Jesus.
去告诉耶稣是一个机会，我们与主来相会。
When we tell Jesus, that's another chance for us to be close to him.
我们多一次向主来倾心，我们就多一次有机会来到他的面前，与他来亲近。
Yet we will receive another time to come to him to tell him and be close to him.
也是一次的机会，我们能够更多来认识我们的主。
It's yet another opportunity for us to learn about our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，主乐意我们来到他的面前。
And brothers and sisters, our Lord wants us to come close to him.
把我们忧伤，把我们的难过，我们的痛苦，我们来告诉耶稣。
To tell Jesus our pain, our sorrow, and our suffering.
告诉耶稣并不是说你就是要求主来做成这个，或者照着你的意思来完成那个。
To tell Jesus is way more than just asking him to know your request and do things your way.
告诉耶稣，
But to tell Jesus,
把我的里面的痛苦告诉耶稣，
is to tell Jesus your pain and sorrow.
他是我们最亲爱的朋友，
Because he is our best friend.
我们没有任何其他的朋友像主耶稣这样，
That we have no better friend than him.
他乐意我们来告诉他。
And he wants us to tell him everything.
马可福音第六章三十节三十一节，我们一起来读一下。
Mark chapter 6, 30 and 31 together.
使徒聚集到耶稣那里，将一切所做的事所传的道全告诉他。他就说，你们来同我暗暗的到旷野地方去歇一歇，这是因为来往的人多，他们连吃饭也没有功夫。我们在马可福音六章十二节的时候，我们看见主怎么样打发这些门徒们出去。
In Mark chapter 6, about verse 12, we learn how Jesus sent his disciples out in pairs.
门徒出去，他们传道叫人悔改。
And when the disciples went out, they preached and asked people to repent.
他们赶出许多的鬼。
And they cast out many demons.
他们医治了许多的病人。
And they healed many men.
哇，带着主赐给他们的权柄。
And these apostles, they brought with power.
他们做了好多的事情。
With power, they did a lot of great things.
我相信他们非常的兴奋。
And I believe that they must all be excited.
他们能够叫鬼能够出去。
That they now have the power to cast out demons.
鬼也听他们的命令。
And the demons have to listen to them.
他们为人抹油祷告，人的病得着了医治。
And they can healed by anointing oils on people.
他们传悔改的道。
And then they preach the gospel of repentance.
下面我们看见这些门徒们聚到耶稣的面前。
And then after that we see that these disciples came back to Jesus.
所将一切所做的事所传的道全告诉他。
And they reported to him all that they had done and taught.
他告诉耶稣。
And they told Jesus.
他们把所做的所看见所听见的把这些情形呢都来告诉耶稣。
They told him all they have doneAnd heard and taught.
主耶稣乐意听他们。
And Jesus was willing to listen to them.
主耶稣带他们一同暗暗的到旷野地方去歇一歇。
And Jesus took them to a secluded place and rest.
因为他们遇到了好多好多的群众。
Because there were many people coming and going.
啊，那个需要是非常的大。
The need was great.
忙到什么程度呢？连吃饭也没有功夫。
And Jesus and his disciples did not even have time to eat.
主耶稣和他们到旷野来歇一歇。
So Jesus took them to a secluded place.
哎呀，很多的时候我们也经历到忙到好像连身体的力量也不够用。
And Don't you remember there are times when you're so busy that you are so tired?
有好多好多的繁忙的事情。
That there are so many things waiting for you to do.
主耶稣带我们和他到旷野去歇一歇。
But Jesus can bring us with him to a secluded place to rest.
让我们来告诉主。
So that we could tell him.
啊，这么好多的事情。
All we have done.
主耶稣叫我们在旷野和他来相会。
Jesus want to rest with us in a secluded place.
这个旷野好像我们脱离你所有的这个环境。
And this secluded place is separated from all places.
你所有的这些忙碌。
Separated from all your busyness.
一下子与外面的事隔绝开来了。
All of a sudden, you are isolated just by you.
主要在我们的里面，他向我们显现。
Jesus wants to reveal himself in you.
他叫我们得着一个更新的力量
so that we may be refreshed.
叫我们从他来得力
so that we could be regenerated from him.
弟兄姊妹，今天在圣徒的经历来讲，并不一定我们啊，你需要去度个假，你需要到旷野去，好像我们才能够重新得力。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not telling you that you have to take a retreat or go to a secluded place just by yourself.
今天我们常常经历到主和我们到旷野去歇一歇。
But in fact, in our daily life, we can already experience being in an isolated place with Jesus alone.
很多时候，也许不需要很长时间，也许就是几分钟。
And a lot of times, you don't even need to spend a long time with Him. Maybe just a couple minutes.
我们安静在主的面前。
When we are quiet,
我们的心转向他。
When we turn our heart to Him,
啊，我们就呼吸于圣灵。
And then we can breathe in the Spirit.
我们与主一同在旷野歇一歇。
And that's the time when we rest with the Lord.
主在我们的里面，叫我们能够重新得力。
So that the Lord can refresh us.
我们何等需要在旷野与主一同歇一歇。
And how do we all need to rest with him for a while?
每一个人，我们的生活可能都非常的忙碌。
And I understand that everyone must be busy.
很多时候我们的服事也很忙碌。
And a lot of time we have a lot of different services.
但是主何等的宝贵。
But our Lord treasures us.
在各样的情形中，他给我们这个机会。
That in all things he still give us this chance.
带我们到旷野和主一同歇一歇。
To come away to a secluded place and rest a while.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们很实在的经历。
Brothers and sisters, that is something we can experience.
我们可以来转向他。
That we can always turn to him.
啊，当我们的心、我们的灵注视在主的身上。
When we focus our spirits on him.
主一下子把我们好像从外面的隔绝开来。
Then all of a sudden, you feel that you are taken away and now you're isolated.
你从在主的面前来领受，来呼吸于他自己。
That all of a sudden you are alone in front of the Lord to breathe Him in.
我们的灵被更新。
That now my spirit can be
我们的魂被更新。
And our soul can be refreshed.
我们的身体也被更新。
And our body can be regenerated.
这是何等的宝贵。
And how great is that?
我相信很多神的女，我们都经历的。到这样的一个在主面前和主一同在旷野来歇一歇。
And I believe that we can all be witnesses of being secluded in a place resting.
前几个礼拜有一次有一个小小的退休会。
A couple weeks ago, we have a small retreat.
那天很早起来，因为我那天还要预备要传讲信息。
And during that day, I woke up early because I have a speech.
然后准备好了，那天有好多的需要用的设备，好，又把它都准备好。
And I make sure that everything is prepared.
然后到教会。
And I took it all with me to the church.
然后开始预备这个聚会的地方。
And I started going to the place.
因为有好些人呢，他们是从不同地方来的。
Because I know that a lot of people from different places will come.
在那边需要接待。
And we will need people to receive them.
需要好多好多的事情。
There's a lot of different services we have to put together.
然后后来在聚会中呢，还要传讲信息。
And not only that, but during the meeting, I'm supposed to give a message.
那整个聚会完了，感谢主，很有主的恩典。
And thanks to the Lord, we had a great meeting.
那把那天好多堂的聚会，然后把它回到家以后呢，再把它全部经过剪接编辑，然后放到网站上。
And after the end of the day, I took all of the messages of the day and I started putting it on the internet.
从后来想一想说，你这一天从一大早整天下来，会不会疲累啊？
And when I thought about it, I started thinking, I started early in the morning until now, should I be tired?
照讲是会很疲累的。
And in fact, in reality, I should be really tired.
但是回想一下，一定又很有感谢。
But when I think about it, I was only filled with thanksgiving.
因为在一路上呢，我们是一面在服事。
Because through the whole way, even though I was doing things,
一面我们有经历到与主在旷野歇一歇。
But then on the other hand, I also felt that I was taken to a place to rest with the Lord.
因为很多的服事不是靠我们的力量。
Because many of the things that I've done is not from my own might.
啊，我们就是与主连在一起。
But I was doing things with the Lord.
你坐一坐，你来到主面前，主耶稣啊。
And why don't you come take a seat and say, Jesus,
你与我一同来做。
That you will do this with me.
这些门徒们把他们所有所做的，他们全告诉耶稣。
And for these apostles, they gathered and reported to Jesus all they have done.
我们今天需要来到主的面前。
And today we need to do the same thing.
就在你的生活当中。
That in our daily life,
可能你很忙碌的时候。
Maybe when you are just so busy,
我们可以与主一同在旷野歇一歇。
Why don't you rest a little with the Lord?
我记得以前在读书的时候，
I remember when I was still going to school.
有时候你在特别在中午，那校园里面人来人往的。
Maybe during lunchtime, the campus is filled with busy people.
哎，有时候走走走到一半，停下来。
And maybe when you walk in the middle and you stop.
好像主一下子把我跟外面的环境有这么多人在那里川流，但是一下子好像与他们都隔绝开来了。
Maybe it is at the moment when you're in the midst of the cloud, you feel that you are separated.
你就站在那里，忽然间我们可能在那里流下泪来。
You felt that you may be at that moment you were touched.
你知道主的同在。
And you felt the presence of the Lord.
主在我们的里面那样的宝贵。
That the Lord was in me such a tremendous force.
使我们在这个世界四围可能有好多好多的事，好多好多的人。
Yet in this world maybe we are surrounded by different things.
但在好多的情形里面，你说感谢主，就在现在我与主在旷野歇一歇。
But it is at those moments you can salute yourself and be isolated and rest.
主何等的渴望他的儿女，我们能够和他在一起。
Because our Lord wants to be with you all the time.
我们没有忘记主。
That we will never forget who he is.
主也没忘记我们。
And he will never forget about us.
我叫我们来和他相会相亲。
So that we can come and meet him.
所以我们看见施洗约翰的门徒们在他们悲哀的事情上，他们来告诉耶稣。
So for the John the Baptist, the disciples of John the Baptist, when they're in sorrow, they came to Jesus.
主耶稣的门徒们，他们去服事，可能在他们很兴奋很喜乐的事上，他们也来告诉耶稣。
And the disciples of Jesus, when they were excited, when they did a lot of great things, they came and tell Jesus.
所以今天我们每一样事情我们都可以来告诉耶稣。
So in other words, in all things, we can come and tell Jesus.
腓立比书第四章第六节和第七节，请我们一起来读一下。
Philippians 4, 6 and 7.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。告诉我们说应当一无挂虑。
To tell us to be anxious for nothing.
他说凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。
But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.
这边讲到是凡事。
He says all things.
不是小的事，不是大的事，不是喜乐，不是忧伤，是凡事我们来告诉耶稣。
It doesn't say small things, big things, exciting things, bad things, but all things we tell Jesus.
所以他讲到祷告。
Then he said by prayer,
祈求
and supplication,
和感谢
with thanksgiving.
所以我们讲到祷告并不是等于就是祈求。
So when we talk about prayer, it doesn't just equal to making requests.
很多时候我们有没有真的向神来祷告？
So when we pray, are we really praying?
还是我们的祷告就是把我的需要带到神的面前去？
Or are we just simply asking for things?
我们就是好多的祈求。
Now are we just making a lot of requests?
我们祈求完了以后呢，整个你的祷告最后都说什么？
And then what do we usually end our request with?
奉主耶稣基督的名 Amen.
We always finish with in the name of Jesus we prayed. Amen.
好多时候对我们来讲 Amen 就是我的话讲完了
A lot of time we will finish with Amen.
但我的话讲完了神还没有机会跟我们讲话
But I tell you that after we finish telling him things, it's his turn to speak.
也许我们就离开了
Maybe at that time we stop and turn away.
很多的祈求我们就是送上去
And a lot of requests we will make them.
我们有没有祷告呢
But do we then pray?
他说祷告还有祈求
And he says, in everything by prayer and supplication.
所以我们不只是祈求
So then we are more than just requesting for things.
还要祷告
But we should also pray.
他这几个都是告诉神
And all these things are telling to Jesus.
我们的主他乐意听我们的祈求
Because Jesus is willing to listen to all of our prayers.
他是我们患难中随时的帮助
That he is our help in the time of need.
是他要我们向他祈求
And he wants us to come pray to him.
但是我们的主也乐意我们向他祷告
And he wants us to pray.
刚刚我们唱诗歌，刚当告诉耶稣。
And in the song that they sang, we just said, "Tell it to Jesus."
不只是你的需要来告诉耶稣。
But we tell him more than just what we need.
你有没有向我们的主说，主啊，我心渴慕你
？Are you also telling him that you long for his presence?
有没有告诉耶稣
？Are you telling him?
你有没有告诉耶稣，主耶稣，我爱你
？Are you telling him that you love him?
今天若是你的孩子在外面。只有需要的时候他才跟你联络
Now, if your children, they only talk to you when they need something from you.
我想做父母的心并不会很满足的
Then I believe that the parents would not be too happy.
虽然父母非常的乐意来帮助他的儿女
Even though the parents are willing to supply the children.
但是儿女们不是有事情才来找他的父母
Yet, it should be more often than just for the children to ask for things.
他们把里面的感觉把很多的情形他来告诉你
And the children should tell more about their emotions and their love and their need.
我相信这是父母所乐意的
And I believe that's what the parents want to hear.
今天有的时候我们打电话给别人
Today, maybe when we make a phone call,
不希望人家觉得说你打电话来肯定是有什么事情。
You don't want the other end to just pick up and say, what do you want?
有时候我们就说我没什么事我就是来问候你一下。
And maybe it's time for you to say, there is not really anything I need from you, I just want to say hi.
我对你没有别的要求我就是看看你好不好。
I'm not really asking for things from you, I just want to see how you do.
弟兄姊妹可能这是一个真正的友谊真正的朋友。
Brothers and sisters, that person is your friend.
如果有一个人好久也不跟你联络
If there is someone, he will never keep in touch with you.
他只打来的时候就说我需要跟你借多少钱
And the only time he will call you is he's asking you for some money.
不不不今天我们来到神的面前我们不是说神啊我要这个我要那个
But No, no, no. Our relationship to God should be more than just we asking for things.
告诉耶稣
To tell it to Jesus.
不是只是祈求
More than just requesting.
太多时候我们告诉耶稣都是我们的需要
A lot of times we only give him our requests.
圣经是说祷告还有什么祈求还有什么还有感谢
But in the Bible, it says, in everything by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving.
向神献上感谢
To give him our thanksgiving.
上个礼拜我们家老大他出了一个小小的车祸
Last week, my oldest daughter had a car accident.
她说她开车的时候大概是打瞌睡了
And she said she might be falling asleep in a car.
撞见这个路中间的一个分隔岛那个地方
Then she ran into a middle divider.
那个时候她很紧张
She was nervous.
那时候其实可以很严重的事情发生的。
But something bad could really happen.
后来修车厂说，底下撞得这么厉害啊，那个大梁都不行了。
And then when we took the car into the mechanic said that the central axle is actually bent.
所以那个车就报废了。
So that the car was total.
但是当我们跟他一起祷告的时候
，But then when we prayed together with her.
哎呀，我们里面是充满了感谢。
We were still praying with a lot of thanksgiving.
非常可怕的事情可能发生了。
Something really bad could have happened.
我们感谢神的保守。
And we could only thank our Lord for His guidance.
弟兄姊妹，也许在外面看来，哎呀，发生了这个事情，有什么好感谢呢？
We thank him for his protections. And maybe other people will say, you are in such a big car accident. What are you still thankful of?
但是当我们真是认识我们的主,
But if we truly know our Lord,
我们来到主面前真的是从心的深处说主我感谢你。
Then when we come to him, from the deepest of our heart, we will say thank you.
谢谢主，谢谢他的保守。
Thanks for his protection.
他是我们的主，他是我们的神。
That he is our Lord and he is our God.
我们的好处不在他以外。
There's nothing great outside from him.
神出人意外的平安，在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
That Christ Jesus give us his peace and to protect us.
今天神没有应许我们信了主以后没有任何不好的事情不幸的事情临到我们
Now Jesus never promised us that all things will go on just right
今天可能很多在世界上人他们所遭遇的
And a lot of times when we face difficulties
神的儿女也遇到
The same difficulties to the other people will apply to us
但是有一个平安
But we have peace.
出人意外的平安。
We have this unthankful peace.
在基督耶稣里，我们经历到那个保守，是一个军事的名词，是主在那里保守我们。
That through this peace, we have the protection from our Lord.
因为在地上每一件事情。
Because it doesn't matter what happened in this world.
弟兄姊妹，主要我们来告诉他。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus wants you to tell him about it.
告诉主就是一个机会。
To tell him so that you have another chance.
我们更多的来认识他。
That you can be intimate with him.
告诉主是一个机会，我们来与他能够这样子亲近。
So when you come to tell him things, you are once more closer to him.
何等的宝贵。
And how precious is that?
主要我们来告诉他。
That our Lord wants us to tell him.
借着祷告，借着祈求，借着感谢，我们来告诉主。
Through prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, we can come to our Lord.
主要我们把凡事，我们都可以来到主的面前来告诉他。
And our Lord wants us to come to Him in everything.
向他倾心吐意。
To come close to Him.
把我们里面的感觉来告诉他。
To tell Him how we feel.
把我们向他的爱慕来告诉他。
To tell Him how we love Him.
啊，我们能够说告诉主说，主啊，在天，我们还有谁呢？除你以外，在天上我们还有谁呢
？So that we can proclaim that besides you, who else do we have in heaven?
我们能够告诉说，主啊，除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
And we can also proclaim that even on this world, besides you, who else do I love?
你想我们的主，他的心会多欢喜？
Don't you think our Lord, once he heard that prayer, how joyful will he be?
我不晓得我们有没有这样子来告诉主。
And I don't know, do you tell him this?
哦，主耶稣，我爱你。
Do you tell him that, oh Jesus, I love you?
哦，主耶稣，我的心渴慕你。
Do you tell him that, oh Jesus, I long for you?
啊，我的心单单的要你的自己。
And you are the only thing I want.
当你来到主面前，有没有很多的机会，不是？说主啊，我因为有需要才来到你面前。
So do we just come to the Lord when we need something from Him?
你们能跟主讲，主啊，我今天没有什么别的事哈，我就是告诉你我爱你。
Maybe if we come to Jesus and say, Hey, there's really nothing I need.
我没有什么别的所求，我就是告诉你我的心渴慕你。
That I'm not really looking for anything for you, but I just want you.
哇，你试试看，我们的主他会何等的欢喜。
Why didn't you give it a shot? Your Lord will be in joy.
让我们把所有的这一切我们能够带到主的面前
so that we could bring to him all things
来告诉耶稣
to tell Jesus
当告诉耶稣
it is time to tell Jesus
当告诉耶稣
to tell Jesus
他是我们伟大的良友
that he is our best friend
没有朋友兄弟像主这样
and there's no other friends or brother like him
当告诉耶稣
tell it to Jesus alone
我们再来唱这首诗歌好553首
Let's sing Psalm 553 again.
好吧，我们得。